Tuesday. Lum and Abner done that.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Well, here we are again. Starting at a new year. January again. I wonder what lies beyond.
February.
Sam, I don't mean that. I mean something much deeper than that. What could be in our future?
April. Is April deep enough for you?
Sam, you... Oh, it's Lum and Abner where I heard that.
Lum and Abner?
Yes, and don't tell me you never heard Lum and Abner do that. That calendar stuff there you was doing.
Well now Hey, hello, Leon.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, Leon. How you doing?
I'm doing real good.
Well, you two stop that. We both know you're doing good, Leon. All that time to rest and no responsibilities.
I've been to the library.
Been to the library?
Leon, you ain't started trying to read in them hardbacks, have you?
I got this record for Christmas, see? The Serious Side of the Three Stooges.
Leon, we got to work here. We don't have time for your foolishness.
Man, Leon, I want to hear that. Are they reciting the Pittsburgh Address or something?
The Pittsburgh Address? Sam, it was the Gettysburg Address.
Well, I know it is somewhere in Ohio.
No, they is singing cowboy songs.
Singing cowboy songs? The Three Stooges?
You expected the theme from Tarzan?
Sam, you...
Well, boy, I'd like to hear that. And how's it go, Sam?
Pretty good, Leon. It was just...
This is really going to be quite a year. We're starting out just like we ended last year, which wasn't anything to brag about. The Serious Side of the Three Stooges. I'm afraid we're looking at the Serious Side of Sam and Leon. If I could be assured that this whole year wasn't going to be any different than last year.
Well, Jesse, I'm proud you've been doing a lot of thinking about the future. It ain't good to have to borrow money to pay your income tax like we done last year.
Yeah, you're right again, Sam. A year late, but you're right. You know, Sam, I've noticed that about you. You always seem to have better judgment about last year than you do about now or next year.
Well, now, that's because I read a lot, Jesse. See, I could give the town council some real good advice or the president, too, for that matter.
Well, now, that's another thing I've always liked about you. No matter how smart a man he is or how high his office, you'll give him advice just like he was your preacher.
Why, Jesse, if a man needs my advice, why he could be a conductor.